you guys. This is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. Sorry about that, the technical difficulty. But the key thing to remember is never, never let them see you sweat. You just keep going. And you know my heart. You know I'm up here trying to make it happen. But you know what we do here at Good Deeds. We help you shine your light to the world. And what that is, that's your dream, your goals, your passion. The reason, guess what? The reason you were born. Isn't that amazing? And that's what we do here at Good Deeds. You know, I am your host. I am Dr. Renee Sunday. And I'm just so excited to be here. But, you know, guess what the question was for this show? The question was, Dr. Sunday, what do you do on a daily basis? And I'm like, well, there's a lot of stuff. I'll probably make your head swim. But the thing what I do is I told the young lady, I do every day. I make sure I set the tone. I set the tone with meditation. And, of course, I read my word because there's a lot going on in the world. You know that. There's a lot in the media. It's a lot in your own home. It's a lot when you go out on the interstate, especially here in Atlanta. Ooh, if you haven't heard of 285, I just really don't know. But you know what? What you got to do is you got to make sure you keep centered. You got to be centered. You got to make sure that you are the one that's shining the light. Because I cannot be in my purpose unless you're in your purpose, right? And that's just the way it is. You know, and that's the answer. I mean, pretty much the rest of the day, you know, of course, I have several businesses. And, of course, we make sure the spirit of excellence is in all those things that I do. You know, I have been blessed that I actually do coaching in each one of those areas. You know, if you want to talk a little bit more about it, you know how to get in contact with me. That's www.reneesunday.com. But we don't want to delay. We have a fabulous, I mean, I just can't even say, a fabulous young lady with us today. I mean, she's the founder of DivasInTransitioner.org. I'm just telling you, that's amazing. We got to actually work together. We actually got to make sure what's inside, actually what comes out, right? Because whatever inside is going to come out, if it's good or what, if it's bad. But we don't want to delay. We want to welcome to none other, the fabulous Patricia Lowell. Lowell, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Thanks so much for having me. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. How you doing?
I am fine. I'm happy.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, you heard her. She said she's happy. You know, that's a word right there, just being happy. But, Patricia, please tell us a little bit more about yourself and the amazing things that's going on in your life, because I know I only tipped the iceberg of the amazing things that's going on.
Okay, so those of you who don't know me, I am Patricia Lolo. I am a health consultant. And I basically help women lose weight from the inside out. That way, they'll lose the weight for good. No more going back and forth dieting. No more, you know, losing the weight and gaining the weight. Once you lose weight with me, you're good to go.
Wow. Now, I didn't have this plan, but, you know, the initial thing that I said, that was right on time, ladies and gentlemen, from the inside out. So let's go a little deeper in that, Patricia, because I just stand correct. I mean, I wear makeup. A lot of people wear makeup. But you know what? We wearing a mask. Mm-hmm. We covering up the things that's really going on in our life. So tell us your approach that has been instilled in you of how we can change the inside. So, of course, the outside will actually match.
Okay, so one of the basic things we need to do, we need to focus on our mindset. Mindset is everything. Doesn't matter whether you're in school, you know, you're trying to start a business, a career, lose weight, you must focus on our mindset. So if your mind isn't right, then your life will not be right. So when it comes to losing weight, you must focus on our mindset 100%. That is the only way, you know, people will lose the weight and keep the weight off for good. So my focus is on helping women focus on their mindset and transform their mindset. That way, they'll be able to only transform their mindset, but also different areas of their life, including, you know, going back to school, what is business, you'll be able to be set for life once you transform your mindset. And when it comes to mindset, we have to be aware. Awareness is power. We have to know what are we thinking, what are we saying, how do we feel. You must be in tune with yourself. That's the only way you're going to get the life you want is by controlling your mindset and being aware of what's going on in your mind. And one of the ways to do that is by tracking what you're thinking. And the best way to do that is have a journal, you know, sit down for a week or two, write down what's going on in your mind. How do you feel? What's going on in your life? The journal will definitely help guide you and tell you what's going on. If it's unhappy, there's something that's going on, you need to understand why. And the basic way to do that is by starting a journal, you know. And another way I tell people is meditate. Meditate is so powerful. All you need to do is spend 5 to 10 minutes a day alone, you know, and quiet your mind. And just let your mind go and see what's coming up to you. That will help you transform your mind in a great way. I'm a strong believer in prayer, you know. So if you don't do something, make sure you pray. Ask for guidance. Ask for help. These tools are available for all of us to change our mindset. And once we learn to do that, everything becomes so much easier, you know, easier to lose weight. It's easier, you know, to want the dream life you want. But first, we must control our mindset. And I know it's not easy for some people, but sometimes, you know, we have all these negative things coming in our mind, but we need to take action every day to transform our mindset. So these three things will definitely help you do that.
Wow. And now we have to go back a little bit, Patricia, and peel back the layers a little bit more because, you know, you hear a lot about meditation, and I love that you gave us a number. You said 5 minutes at least. But what are we actually, and I know we have to contact you for your products and services, ladies and gentlemen. You know I'm big on that. But tell us, you know, when we're actually doing the meditation, what are we actually focusing on?
We're basically focused on what's going through our mind. We're focusing on our thoughts. We're focusing on our body. It's just a way to be still and just let everything happen, everything flow. You know, there's no reason for you, you know, to be out of control. It's a way for you to help control your mind and help control what's going on inside your mind. It's a way to be still and for you to hear your inner voice, intuition. So when you practice meditation, you know, you're able to hear your inner voice a lot louder. You're able to understand what you need to do. You're able to understand where you need to be. You're being provided with guidance. And that's a way to do that, is through meditation.
Wow. I mean, because we focus on, a lot of times we focus on the wrong thing, and that actually kind of gets us off track. But I like how you talk about the meditation, because we actually have to set the tone of the things that we do. But Patricia, let's dive a little more deeper if it's okay with you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when we actually do the motivation and we do the prayer, now, ladies and gentlemen, I went to a lecture last week that blew my mind, even as a physician, of some of the things that the lady relayed to her. And look her up. Her name is Carolyn Leaf. They have actually, technology has actually afforded us that. When we are stressed, you know, I already knew as a physician, when you stress, your blood pressure, goes up, and then unfortunately you can have a heart attack or a stroke or even have increased risk of cancer. But they actually have taken pictures of our brain to say that our brain is actually dying when we're stressed, when we actually have all these things going on. Let me ask you this, Patricia, because we're going to dive on a little deeper. When we when we do the meditation, when we do the prayer, and then, of course, when we exercise and eat right, how does that affect our body? I mean, because the thing about it is we want to do what's right, but a lot of times it's hard to get it started.
Yeah, I understand, yeah. So basically, when you start meditating and you start doing these different techniques, praying, you know, journaling, you're going to start feeling more happy. You're going to be more likely to be more active, trying out new things, doing new things. It's going to make you so happy that your life is going to start shining bright on the outside. You're going to start taking action that you know you need to take, which you haven't done before because you're too busy, you know, going through a lot of stress. You know, you're not exercising, you're not eating right. But once you have these routines set in place, it's so much easier for you to live a life in peace and for you to live out your dreams.
Wow, that's powerful. That's powerful. So let me ask you this. When you have, because I like the name of your actual, you're the founder of Divas in Transition. Tell us, because I'm usually a person, and my audience know, y'all know I love how people actually come up with the different names of their business, their purpose, the things they're doing. Tell us a little bit of how you arrived at that amazing name. I love it.
Oh, thank you so much. To me, I truly believe that every woman is a diva, and basically, Wax before the name is. To me, the name Diva is something positive. You know, it's not negative. A lot of time you hear the word Diva, and it's associated with something bad. Not to me. To me, a Diva is a woman who's strong and believing in herself, you know, who's constantly taking action to reach her goals. She's constantly becoming the best woman she wants to be. So to me, a Diva in tradition is a woman, you know, who is empowered to change her life, who is taking action to change her life, who is trying to be the best woman she can be in any area of her life, whether it's her fitness, but it's finance, career, she wants to be the best. She wants to be the woman that God wanted her to be, and she's taking action daily to meet that goal.
Wow. Now, I have to point this out, and this for me and everybody. To do this, we have to, and you just said it, on a daily basis. On a daily basis, we actually have to do things. And I'm laughing because it's hard. Tell us, let's talk about that, because we all, unfortunate, say things, and we keep saying them, okay, ladies and gentlemen, we got to watch what we say, because whatever you speak can come to fruition. But what about people that want to get started, but they ended up, they may do good one day, but the next day they mess up. Give us some advice on that, of how we can be, the famous word, how we can be consistent.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so first thing, you got to have a plan. You have to know what exactly are you doing. Now, once you have the plan in place, it's easy for you to break it down. For example, if your goal is to lose, say, 30 pounds, you have to divide that down. So if the goal is to lose 30 pounds, you want to break it down to see how much weight you can lose in a month, how much they can lose in a week. And from that point on, you'll be easily lose the weight. It'll be so much easier once you break things down. So you need to know your main goal, you know, how much weight you want to lose, and then you want to break it down. So that way, once you break things down, it becomes so much easier to understand. It becomes so much easier for your brain to process what you're doing, and you're more likely to succeed. So if you want to be consistent, you have to start, right? You have to start one day. And that one day is to be today. Start today, you know. Make sure you keep a record. Write things down. Every time you exercise, put a check mark, you know, mark it off. You did good. Make sure you keep note of what you're doing. And once you keep taking notes, it will become a habit. It will become so much easier for you to actually exercise. It will be easier for you to eat right, if you keep track of things. So make sure that you have a workout log that keeps track of what you're doing, you know, how much you're working out. Make sure you have a food journal to make sure that you know what you're eating, and that you'll be able to control yourself. And not only that, but you'll also be able to lose the weight. So you have to start small and keep going and keep a record of it. And then it will be so easy for it to become a routine. And then once it becomes a routine, it will be easier to become a habit. First, we got to set our routine in place first, and then it becomes a habit. But you got to start somewhere, and that somewhere should be, that someday should be today.
Now you didn't say it something there. That's amazing. I can give it to the marketing people when it comes to the fast food restaurant. I can be honest and let you – I know Atlanta is getting much better. I don't know about a lot of the other cities, but, you know, most of the fast food places are getting a little better. I'm saying a little with the choices that we can have. But I've heard so many things are so fast-paced. You know, you mostly in your car most of the time. And so it's actually easier, if you will, and I'm saying that in quotes because easier doesn't mean that it's good for us. But people say that, Patricia, and give us, you know, of course, everybody's individual plan is different, and we need to contact you for that. But give us an idea of these busy mom, busy dad. I mean, we got to go to the soccer game. We got to go to the swimming meet. Any suggestions of what we should do to kind of get our life back in line, because we're kind of getting out of control.
Again, I would say you have to, you know, make a plan for it. Because once you set a plan for it, it'll be so much easier to follow. You know, set goals. For example, if you know there's fast food around you, why not prepare your meals in advance? I love telling people, you know, make your meals in advance. The weekends are a perfect time to prep your meals. It could also be a family time. Make sure you guys come together, have your family, and eat healthy. So that way, when you're driving around, you see a fast food place, you don't have to go in and buy the food. You already have your food prepared. So if you're prepared, it's so much easier for you to make better decisions. It's so much easier for you to eat the right food once you're prepared. You have to have a plan in place, and once you have that plan in place, it's so much easier to take action. It's so much easier for you to reach your goals. But you have to start by having a plan and saying your goals and all the things.
That's good. You know, we laugh about, you know, going back talking with my family. I remember my sister, she really did good with tortillas, like honey buns and stuff like that. They didn't have any of that. I mean, if they had it at the school, they actually did, you know. But our kids, I'll talk about that just briefly because, you know, of course the kids going to do what we do as parents. But as you know, this statistic better than I do. When First Lady Michelle Obama, she's really on that bandwagon, that campaign still.
Mm-hmm.
And about the obesity, our kids are just running off of the charts.
Yes, as parents, you know, we have to set the example for our kids. We have to, you know, be the example we want them to be. We have to be the one telling them, you know what, we have to eat right, and that we all have to do it as a family. Together, you know, it's possible to have families lose the weight, but we have to set the tone for them, you know, because they're basically learning and watching from us. We can't constantly take them, you know, to place to eat and expect them to eat healthy. We have to start to make helping them eat right at home, so that way, when they're out in the own world, you know, they'll be able to make the right decision instead of, you know, running to a fast food place and eating the wrong food. They'll know that at home, you know, eat more fruits, eat more vegetables. When they're on their own, they'll also be able to do the same thing. You know, they'll be more likely to eat more fruits and vegetables on their own rather than going to the fast food. So basically start at home. We have to set an example for our kids. You know, they're watching us, so we need to set an example at home for them.
I love it. But tell us, in regards of how you are you taking clients? Do you take clients, you know, they have to be in your location, or can you do you do clients virtually? Tell us a little bit more of how you accept clients.
Yeah, so my program is basically online, some virtual, so anybody from anywhere, you know, could be my client. And basically what we do is we set up a time to talk to see if, you know, my program fits for you. Again, my program focuses on the foundation of mindset. Once we're able to overcome our mindset, then I help them focus on eating clean, because eating clean is really important, because you all want to eat. You can't eat, you know, bad food and expect to have, you know, expect to lose weight. You need to eat right. So we focus on helping them eat the right food and also help them create effective exercise that works for them. We help them schedule the exercise to make sure that they do it. So if anybody, you know, wants to work with me, all I have to do is go to our website, divasintransition.org, and I have different programs. My signature program is my 90-day Get Fit Bootcamp program, and it's basically very effective. And once, you know, work with me, it definitely improves the way, because, again, I said, mindset is everything. And once we get our mindset right, everything else will fall into place.
Yeah, I believe that. I believe that. That mindset is a whole – I mean, tell us about
it's
that
powerful.
Because when you said that, everything else will fall into place. I know time goes by so quickly here, but we got to dive a little deeper in that and how, because I've met people that have concerns, I'm going to say concerns, from childhood, and they in their 50s, they in their 60s, they in their 70s, and they still have not walked out their purpose or even identified it because of something that has held them up from the past. Speak on that briefly, because that's a whole nother show there.
Yeah, okay. So when it comes to our mindset, you know, so many things could come up, especially as you're trying to progress in life, you're trying to move forward, you know, you're going to have certain things in your life that will try to hold you back, especially when it comes to our mindset. For example, if you're trying to lose weight and you're trying to lose weight before, your mind will tell you, you know, you tried before and you failed. That is when you need to push harder and overcome that obstacle and overcome your past. Then that's when you're going to have to start trying something new, when you're going to have to start pushing yourself hard and say, you know what, my past, I didn't successfully lose the weight, but now I'm taking this action, I'm doing something new to help me lose the weight. So when it comes to mindset, we have to really take time to listen to ourselves. But ourselves, you know, will tell us so much. Listen to our mind, you know, and meditating and praying will tell us so much about what we're doing and what we're going on in our life. So we really need to take time to work on our mindset. And it's definitely possible, you know, to change our mindset. It definitely takes time. Especially as you move forward in life, there'll be things coming up for you. But you need to work on your mindset. Every level of your life, you need to work on your mindset because things will come up. But you have to, it's an ongoing process to work with your mind. It's ongoing. And as long as you keep working on your mindset, you know, you got to keep reaching higher and higher level. But you have to start somewhere. And that somewhere is definitely in our mind.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. I mean, those things that our childhood, our past, you know, death, divorce, you know, they are stresses in life. But, you know, things happen in our life, but we can't let it get us down. We can't let it stop us in our purpose because, you know, that's what the world has stuff going on. But we know we are more than conqueror, that we are uniquely made, and we can work it out. You can do it. But tell us again, I think you mentioned it briefly about the program, one of your signature programs that you do.
Yeah, so my 90-day Gestic program is basically a program that will help women transform their mind and body in 90 days. The first month, we focus on mindset, because I said mindset is everything. So 30 days, we'll focus on mindset work for 30 days straight. And after that, the second month, we'll work on helping them eat clean, help them eat the right food, making sure that they're prepping their meal in advance. And then the final month, you know, we'll focus on exercise, make sure that everything at the end comes together. And once they have all these three things all together, you know, it's so much easier for them to lose the weight and keep the weight off. And then these women, not only do they lose the weight, they're motivated to do other things in life. Because when you lose weight and you have a lot of weight to lose, you know, that's a big accomplishment when you lose a lot of weight. And so these women feel confident to go on and do other things like going back to school or starting a new career or starting their own business. So that's how the program works. It's a 90-day program, and definitely will help you transform not only your mind but also your body in 90 days.
Wow. I love it. I love it. Ooh, you just really go get us together. But see, ladies and gentlemen, what I really like, what has happened with technology in regards of health and fitness, is we cannot, and I'm going to say we cannot make the excuse that, I need a personal trainer and I have to go to the gym. It's so many different modalities and different technologies that you can use, just like the awesome programs that you have in Divas and Transition.org. I mean, Patricia Lowell, we just so excited. We just thank you, you know, we just thank you, first of all, for being in your purpose. Of course, we thank you so much for being a guest here on Good Deeds. You know, like I said earlier, times go by so quickly here, but if we missed anything, please let us know now, and please tell us again how we can contact you and how we can support you on social media.
Okay, I just want to say one thing. I have a summit coming up. It's called the Life Transformation Summit. It will be a 5-day event. It's how women to transform in all areas, their health, their mindset, their finance, their business, their relationships. So right now I'm interviewing over 25 experts. So I will have the Life Transformation Summit coming up real soon, probably July or early August. To know more about me, you can visit my website, divasintransition.org. You can also find me on Instagram. I have a big Instagram page up. You can also find me on Facebook. But please look out for the summit because it will definitely help women transform their lives. I have so many personal stories of these women to share, and it is life empowering. It is amazing. It will definitely help women transform.
Wow, that sounds interesting. Make sure you tag us and, you know, send us the information. We'll help you share that information, because we got to get our stuff together, because, you know, we cannot continue to go up in sizes, ladies and gentlemen. We actually have to be healthy. But see, look at the bigger picture in this thing. Yes, it's okay to enjoy food, but do it in moderation. But the second thing is you need to be healthy to walk out your purpose. Don't you think so, Patricia? You got to be healthy. You can't help anybody when you're not feeling good yourself.
I agree.
Well, we love it, love it, love it. We want to thank you so much, you know, first of all, again, of being a guest here. If you need us here on Good Deeds for anything, please don't hesitate to get in contact with us.
Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you so much for having me.
You're so nice. Oh, you're welcome. I was, I'm thinking in my mind. I'm gonna just be real because I remember my personal trainer. They had to get rough with me several times. Cause you're real nice, but I bet you make sure we get it done. So we thank you for for being a jewel. But if you need us for anything, don't hesitate to give us a call, okay?
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Woo, ladies and gentlemen, she was powerful. I just can't even explain how powerful this young lady. She just check her website out, you know, sign up to be notified when she has different events. Of course, we'll have her information as well, the www.divasintransition.org. I just love that. But the thing is, she wants you to get back to being fit, being healthy, so you can actually, what, walk out your purpose in life. So we got to do that. You know, it's here in Good Deeds if you need us for anything, sponsorship, advertisement. You know, we do publishing. We actually have events pretty often. We also, I'm missing something, the nonprofit organization that we help people walk out their purpose. But all those things that we've been entrusted with, the goal is to help people, what? We can't stop. We can't quit. That's not an option. We want you to believe. We want to trust. And we want to walk out your destiny. We can't. We need each other in our purpose. And if you need us for anything, you know our website is www.reneesunday.com. I love you, love you, love you, and you can't do anything about it. But if you need us for anything, if it, you know, this day and time, there's a lot of resources out there. If I'm not a good fit, I'm not going to say you have to be my client. What I do is I'll transfer you to somebody that is a good fit. I'm being serious about that, especially with mental health. Me being an anesthesiologist, I know a lot of people, and I, as a minister as well, I know people that can take care of that mental health. A lot of people, even in the body of Christ, feel like they have no hope, and we actually got to be there for them to actually help them share the information so they actually can get back on track of where they need to be in life. That's all that we all here together. It does take the village, okay? But you know, this is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.